The city of Greeley wants to keep growing, and it needs water to do it. Over the last couple of years, leaders have zeroed in on a new underground water supply to make it possible. The multi-million-dollar project would give the city access to a large untapped water source. But as KUNC's Luke Runyon reports, it's not without opposition.
It's frigid and windy on the day I visit Terry Ranch along the Colorado-Wyoming border north of Greeley. With its hundreds of grazing bison just off I-25, it's an unlikely place for a massive water storage project.
Looking around, you certainly don't see any water. We are in a high prairie area with rolling hills.
Adam Jokerst with the city's water department is standing next to a test well drilled deep into an aquifer that's held in place by layers of rock below the property. Think of it like an enormous contact lens under the surface, filled to the brim with water.
And very well could be the future of Greeley's water supply.
It's an idea city officials have been pitching to residents over the last few months. Here's how it would work. Greeley would get the water in the aquifer from a private company, Wingfoot Water Resources. And the city would have years to build the pipelines and pump stations needed to draw water out of the aquifer and put additional water in it.
Greeley is growing. It's expected to double before 2050. And as a water provider, we respond to that growth.
The storage project was born out of a 15-year-long process to enlarge one of the city's existing above-ground reservoirs along the Poudre River. Expanding dams and flooding riparian habitat comes with its own financial and legal problems. And when the aquifer project presented itself as a cheaper alternative with fewer environmental concerns, Joker says they jumped on it.
What makes this so attractive for Greeley is that we already have a robust surface water portfolio. And this would be our drought supply. In a drought, this water will still be here.
However, the financial arrangement to make this possible is far from simple. By handing over ownership of the water, Wingfoot, the company that owns the aquifer now, would receive credits, redeemable by developers interested in building within city limits. So, as part of the deal, Greeley gets a big underground bucket of water, and Wingfoot makes their investment back when new water users, like subdivisions and commercial districts, come knocking.
You know, these credits will only be valuable as long as the city continues to prosper.
That's Wingfoot founder and CEO Christopher Dietzler. Greeley is already projected to grow, but Dietzler says this deal could make his company one of the city's biggest boosters.
You know, there may be opportunities where a large business that requires a lot of water wants to locate in Greeley, and we may be able to really facilitate that happening.
But some aspects of the Terry Ranch project have made a small group of residents, like John Guthrie, anxious. Guthrie worked as an engineer for the city for more than 20 years.
Yeah, main concerns are that there's, we're making a major change from surface water, high mountain snow melt, high quality water to groundwater.
That's because water pumped from the aquifer contains small amounts of uranium. Some tests showed uranium levels hovering right around the highest level state regulations allow for drinking water. So high enough to raise concern. City water staff say the uranium can be treated to undetectable levels, but Guthrie wants commitments from the city that it will remove all uranium in perpetuity.
No one should be drinking uranium if they can help it. They have a choice. We have a choice. We've got a good mountain supply that can be expanded.
Guthrie is also worried at how fast Greeley is trying to wrap up the deal. He notes that the project has only been public knowledge since last summer, and what's being proposed would play into how the city develops for a century or more. Back at Terry Ranch, the city's Adam Jokerst says the project has run a gauntlet of feasibility studies, and so far they haven't come across a deal breaker.
We have an obligation to our ratepayers to, when they have a tap from Greeley, that it will always have water.
The Greeley City Council is expected to take a final vote on the deal during its March 2nd meeting. If approved, the city would shift their plans away from expanding existing reservoirs. I'm Luke Runyon.